This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Down the right field line and deep. O'Hearn turning around, and that one's gone.
Well, another hanging hook.
A chopper, slowly to the right side. Backhanded at first by Contreras. Underhand flip. O'Hearn retired, and the Orioles done in the ninth.
That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen. It's a really good baseball team. Whatever they were coming in the series, 29 and 23, I think as you see them over 3 days, I think you kind of get it. The strength of that team is probably that bullpen, and I think that's probably what beat us tonight. Felt really good about him, you know, as you kind of get in that fourth inning, the way the first three innings went. You felt good about where it was at. You kind of go through the game and you sit there and think about, you know, it's a 3-0 lead in the third or the fourth inning. It's first and third, one out, and you got Herrera out, and that's a huge at bat right there. That was probably the game-changing moment for me. The bases get loaded, a couple runs score. He wastes a lot of pitches during that inning. Then he goes back out in the fifth inning. We need him to, you know, I think with the state of the bullpen and the freshness or lack thereof.
Tony Manzalina, Orioles interim skipper. That was after last night's loss to the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4. Talking about Cade Povich, maybe losing a little juice there in the fifth inning. It's Total Request Thursday, just to get everything set up for you. Because we got a lot of ragging to do, if I do anyway. But Steve Mullesky's with us. Steve's always level-headed.
Well, not always.
Rational. I mean, he puts things in bigger picture perspectives. And, you know, a lot of times, Steve, as you know, you've been doing this a hell of a lot longer than I have, that baseball fans get into that football mentality where, like, the one game, you know, baseball, hey, you get back on the horse the next day. Football, you lose, you stew for a week, and then you have to wait to wash that taste out of your mouth. But Oriole fans feeling like they've been playing football this year without pads on as the 85 Bears are pummeling them into the Soldier Field turf. Cade Povich struggled to get into the fifth, as your Manzalino say. Gives up the home run, the two-run shot, but to Donovan, which, you know, turned the tide of a 3-0 Oriole lead, which eventually became a 6-4 loss. But you know, you saw Cade Povich down on the farm since he came over, Minnesota. Seen him here at the Orioles level. What are we thinking here? Rain, not an ideal situation for anybody to play.
He's still a young pitcher, and he's still learning. And to me, it's still a big picture situation. So we're not overly grading him on one start here, one start there, saying, wow, he's turned the corner, 2 runs, 7 innings. Or, oh, he's not going to be good enough, 4 runs, 4 1/3. So I think it's a big picture item. But last night's start, I'm guessing one of two things happened. Either the third time around, the Cardinal hitters made some adjustments better than they had the first or second, or he ran out of gas, or I guess the third possibility is both are true. And it looked to me like maybe both were true, because it really, that last inning was really rough for him. They were hitting the ball hard. They were on everything. And it also brings up, Bob, an item unrelated to Cade Povich, which to me is, if young pitchers keep hitting the wall at 85, 90, 95 pitches, what do we have to do to get them past that? And maybe the Orioles, as they now evaluate everything, as Mike Elias has said, in their organization, need to think about that with their minor league pitchers. If we keep pulling them at 80 pitches at Chesapeake, how are they going to throw 90, 92, 94 and get hitters out in the major leagues? So I understand the caution with pitchers right now. They're dropping like flies for the Orioles and other organizations, oh, by the way, everywhere.
Right.
So I don't know how you answer that question. Guys are running out of gas at 90 pitches, but we don't often let them throw 95 or 100 pitches on the farm.
Well, now you've opened a can of worms, because we talk about the show, on the show, about the Hider hook. Well, the insert pitcher here gets to 95, would have certainly 100. We talked about it in only a couple of days. Remember Wilt Chamberlain holding up the picture of the 100 when he scored 100 points in Hershey for the, I guess it was the Warriors at the time? That's the magic number for Oriole pitchers. 100 pitches, they just might as well just hold up the sign from the dugout that you're done. So probably wasn't necessarily a Brandon Hyde thing. I mean, the days of the Mickey Lolich is throwing 350 innings after maybe drinking the night before at the bar and throwing 200 pitches, they're long gone. We get that. But why is 100 pitchers, at least in the Orioles organizational mindset, why is that the magic number here? And these guys are pitching on 4 or 5 days rest too, Steve. It's not like it's four-man rotation any longer.
Well, if you look at Cade's start-by-start, there are a lot of 80s in the first half of his ledger, and now it's more. So it looks like they're pushing him now. He threw 103 on May 6th, then he threw 99, then 98, then last night 96. So I like that. I mean, if he ran out of gas, I mean, at least they're now pushing him to that, you know, past where they were, say, in April. So maybe it's a concerted effort with him. He's a young pitcher. He's not a big guy to start with, right? So that's part of it. But really, yeah, we got to get not just Cade Povich, but all these young pitchers on the farm and when they're young in the major leagues to be able to have some effectiveness when they hit the 90-pitch mark and not go to mush.
Did have 9 Ks last night, so let's not forget that. And he was handed a lead, which unfortunately let slip away. But you talk about big picture, and I think Povich is he's a piece. He's an asset. We're thumbs up in Siskel and Ebert style, at least in the Haney.
Me too. That's why I say we're in a big picture mode here, Bob. Yeah. We're not grading Cade Povich so harshly in May. We're saying, let's see 25, 30 starts from this kid. How's he hold up at inning 150, much less pitch 95 in a outing against St. Louis?
Now, they do lose because a major problem last night has been a major problem, Steve Molesky, since what? Second half of 2024. 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. That follows a 1-for-14 in the second game of the series. My GED math says that's 4-for-31 with runners in scoring position. What are they, barely over 200 on the season in that category? 2 years ago when they were marching to 101 wins and winning the American League East handily, they were the best team in baseball with runners in scoring position. Different core of players to some level, but I guess the approach is still kind of the same. Why have they been so bad, Steve Molesky, in situations where games could be blowouts instead of two-run tough losses at home in the rain?
That one doesn't have a good answer, and here's why. 3 seasons, 3 radically different Oriole results with runners in scoring position. In 2023, Bob, they were the best in baseball. Their OPS was .837, number one out of 30 teams. Last year, you expected some regression to the mean, as they call it, right? So we saw it. They dropped to middle of the pack, which was still okay, middle of the pack. You know, you're better than some. You're not as good as others. Now, they're at the bottom.
So how did that happen? They went from here to here to here and kept getting lower over three seasons. Players I've asked several times this year have different answers. But often I hear, you know, the team hasn't hit well much of this year, and so it's reflected in these spots too. Ryan O'Hearn told me he goes into battle mode in runners in scoring position. If you know, some nights he feels like he's seeing the ball great, and he knows, I'm going to spit on a close pitch, and then I'm going to get a hanging slider, and I'm going to hit it over the wall, like he did the other night, three-run jack. And then some nights he's not feeling as well, and he says, I just got to flare one into left field, man. Just get the bat on the ball. Think middle and left. That's what he does, because he says if you're pull happy with runners in scoring position, you're going to get all out of whack. You got to think, I'm driving that 96-mile-an-hour fastball to left center, lefty hitter, and if I get something slow, I have enough adjustment to jerk it into right field. So that's a good approach to me. And I said to Ryan, I hear fans tell me the Orioles need to change their approach with runners in scoring position. Well, there is no approach. Each hitter has different thoughts on it. It's not cookie cutter. They tell the hitters, when you go up, bases loaded, do A, B, C. It's not that. And the hitters always have to remember the pitcher's the guy in trouble many times.
Right.
He's the guy who's got to throw the ball, and he's just guy who just walked two guys. But still, for the Orioles, and Bob, until these last two games, they were actually trending up a little bit. The last week had been better in that stat.
Orioles lose last night 6-4 in the rain down at Camden Yards, so they dropped the series to the Cardinals 2-1. Off day today. White Sox come to town tomorrow. Start of a 3-game set there. Two worst teams in the American League, and Steve Molesky and Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass, of course. We're sitting here on February, March 29th saying, hey, you know, we get to June when the White Sox come to town. You know, they're going to be the two worst teams in the American League. I would have fallen off my bar stool. Now, the White Sox, I would have bought that 100%, but the Orioles being the other one? Absolutely not.
Nope. They're getting credit, if that's the right word, for being the most underperforming team in baseball this year. And it's been that, Bob. I mean, it's just a combination of a mess. You know, all the injuries, underperformance, some young players not taking steps forward, the runners in scoring position stat, the rotation in disarray, the bullpen good for a month and then not. That adds up to where what we're looking at right now. And you know what, Bob? The fans are so hungry for something good that 3-game winning streak got some people excited.
Yeah.
To the point that they were deflated then. You know, and St. Louis has been playing well. Would have been a good series to get, especially after Monday. That was a great start to it.
Yeah, that was kind of what you want the Orioles to be out of every week.
That's what we were expecting to see a lot of this year.
Unfortunately, the Orioles go back to what they've been throughout the most of the 2025 season. You want to get in, you want to rag on things, 410-583-1057 is the number. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Coming up 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured artist Friday, it's Bob Andy, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw. Ravens, they were out at OTAs yesterday, and everybody talked. Well, not everybody talked, but most people showed up. John Harbaugh did have to talk about Justin Tucker, and it went from a football decision to a complex decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Ravens met with the media. Some of them, Mark Andrews in particular, John Harbaugh, among others. We'll have all of that coming for you later in the show. And certainly when we get to news from the nest at the top of the hour, Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, 11 o'clock. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer at 11:30. But the Birds lose last night. 6-4. Yeah, they were up 3-0, let it get away, couldn't get it done, 3-for-17, runners in scoring position, so they continue to just, they're buried at the bottom of the American League East standings, where, you know, Tampa, Toronto, Boston take turns being in second, Yankees are running away with things right now, up 7, and the Orioles are last. Then there's this mediocre sandwich in between the bread. We can get into all of that as well, but let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe in Ellicott City. Joe, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Frustrating season, man. As you alluded to, like combination of the injuries and everything, underperformance from our guys are supposed to be, you know, stepping up. I just wanted to talk about the continuation of putting Adley at second and like fourth. At this point, like, we got to put him down the lineup. I don't understand. Like, and then when you ask, like, who else would you put there? Like, anybody at this point. He's one of the worst hitters on the team right now. So you can't keep coddling the guy and putting him at second every single night. He was 0-for-5 last night. He's at like 200. And then put him at six. And if he keeps struggling, put him in AAA because there's no accountability right now. The guy's batting horrible and he just continue to put him second night after night after night, no matter what. So, yeah, I don't get it.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. I'm with Joe from Ellicott City. What the hell is Adley Rutschman batting in a run production situation for 0-for-5, 3 Ks last night? Hey, they buried Cedric Mullins in the lineup, and Steve, others have had to feel that pain. You know, Adley, when he's gone, and I still think he's going to be a very good all-star level major league player, but right now he's not. And why does the team have to
suffer? Well, I think they're showing confidence in a player who's been an all-star, as we know, 800 OPS on that track record, and we expect he'll get back to that at some point. But we're pretty far down the road with that some point. This isn't a series slump, a homestand slump. It's not even a month-long slump. It's a multiple month-long slump. So I do think that accountability word does come into play here. I don't think Adley Rutschman should have any cachet that another player doesn't have. Because he once had an 800 OPS, he just always hit second, third, or fourth. I'm in favor of dropping him, Bob. I think until he shows he's ready to be that guy again, then you move him up. I don't get it. I don't get why. Is he afraid to hurt his feelings, or is this about showing confidence? It's probably more that. And there should not be any he hasn't been good enough long enough to have like a permanent locked in spot. You know, he's not at that level yet. So I'm in favor of dropping him too. And I don't think he needs anybody to light a fire under him. Adley's a quiet guy. We don't hear from him a lot. But I think he does have the passion to be good. He's just got to find what's missing now, because clearly something is. And I've said on the show with you that I just see too much uppercut in the swing, and I'm no hitting coach. So I just watch it with the naked eye, and I see too much going for launch angle and not enough line drives, path through the zone longer. So hopefully he can get back to where he was.
And you know, it's a meritocracy. Things are earned. He earned being 1-1. He earned being the starting catcher for the All-Star team. He earned the All-Star berth 2 years ago. Right now, he's played himself into maybe a 7-8-9 hole in the Oriole lineup. Trying to win games here. Not coddle people.
Yep, agree.
Get Mike Elias on the phone. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? You know, good to hear. I called in the middle, so I take it as Mr. Steve Molesky that's in there.
Yes.
The voice that I hear. You know, at the end of the day, when it comes to the O's, I want to see Heston Kerstad more. This is a guy, he's second overall. You know, Dylan Carlson's probably a nice guy. He's probably a swell human being. But he didn't go number two overall. And as much as people like to kill Heston Kerstad for not performing, he has showed up. And I'm tired of seeing our prospects go to different organizations, i.e. Jake Arrieta, back when I was a kid, or Curt Schilling or whatever, going and flourishing and winning championships with other teams. What I see with Kyle Stowers right now is absolutely frustrating, because you know, Bob, people accuse me of being a man sexual for Kyle Stowers, because I clamor for him so much for the last couple of years.
Yes, you did.
This is why I clamor for him. So as I hang up the phone, because there are other people that want to get in. I mean, listen, I'll say what I said about Adley Rutschman last week. Rip told me it would never happen with him going down to AAA. But you see what Masayo was doing. When is it going to take for, you know, let's just throw it to the wind. This season is over with. So let's just throw it to the wind. Let's see what Kobe Mayo can do. Let's see what Heston Kerstad can do. And while you're at it, call up Masayo. Let's see how all these young pieces fit moving forward. You have nothing to lose. That's all I got to say.
All right, Ray, thanks for the call. What do you think there, Steve Molesky?
I'm just two for two with me and the callers, man. I agree, too. And I was on my message board on my blog talking about this with some fans last night who say when Kowser comes back, you send Kerstad out and you keep Dylan Carlson. And I'm like, wait a second. He's not Babe Ruth because he hit him a homer in back-to-back games. He was 1-for-22 before that. And if I look at the stats right now, they're almost identical, by the way, Kerstad and Carlston, as we look at them. They're both hitting 190, both like mid-5, 50, 60 OPS. So I'm in favor of playing the kid. You drafted him second for a reason. He's had a very difficult career with injury stops and starts. And Bob, they put him on the playoff roster twice for a reason. Obviously, the team, you know, the biggest games of the year the last 2 years, Heston Kerstad, who wasn't on the team for much of those seasons, was on the roster in the postseason. So what's the message there? The message there is the team believes in this kid. And when they played the biggest game, they wanted him to be available. And so I think it's time to just let him keep playing. And Ryan Ripken, I think, on your show, or was he on with the afternoon guys yesterday, pointed out that after a similar number of at-bats as Kerstad has now, Stowers had same numbers. He flourished later by playing every day, right? And so especially, Bob, because the season's almost in the tank.
Yeah.
If the Orioles
they're
were,
done.
If it was every game was critical, then maybe you say you got to get him a reset. But you don't have to get him a reset because every game right now is not critical.
Ray also brought up sending Adley back to the farm.
Wow.
That's not a reality. Though,
I don't see that one. But here's a question, and I don't think we've ever thought this, and I'm not advocating it. I'm just throwing it out as a topic to think about. For years, last couple of years, we thought there's going to come a time when Masayo is going to join Adley Rutschman on the catching roster. I'm wondering if there's going to come a time when he's going to replace Adley Rutschman on the catching roster or leapfrog him to become number one. That possibility now is at least out there. And I don't think anybody's gone that far yet. Certainly not from the team. You wouldn't get anybody saying this. But the fall off for a long time with Adley, and this kid just keeps raking, and his defense, Keith Law told me, is better than ever a couple months ago. Maybe now this possibility is not so crazy.
Well, how quickly, I guess, things change. A year ago at this time, Adley Rutschman was the best catcher in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
Now he might not even be the best catcher in the Orioles system. We'll talk about that when you get back. 410-583-1057. Bob Eddy, Steve Molesky, and Nolan McGraw. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plot support, text line. Remember, coming up at 11 o'clock, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Tony Pente will be joining us from Orioles Hangout. And Nolan's going to tell Steve, because he's told us multiple times, where he's sorry. Sorry that he advocated for Brandon Hyde getting cundiffed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Series coming up with the White Sox, and White Sox probably coming in here, Steve, going, hey, we can win this series. I mean, they're right. Trying to get any win they can. They're coming in here probably confident
They're going to handle their business. But the Birds lose last night, 6-4. Let's get out to the phones. Len in Bel Air. Len, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, no problem. Good to, thanks for taking my call. Anyhow, I got two things to talk to you about. First thing, I want to say hi to Steve Molesky. This is, you might remember the big wheel.
Of course.
The Colts games. Well, that's me. How you doing?
Wow, great to talk to you.
Oh, Len Burrier.
Yeah.
I know you, Big Will. Yeah, I'm 60, Big Will. I remember Colts games. Not like Steve, of course, okay. But I remember
that's
you.
Good. That's good. Well, there was. Listen, this is me and the Spokes 50th anniversary this year. We started this 50 years ago in 75. But anyhow, as far as the Orioles go, you know, I don't know if kids are looking at what these coaches are telling these players or whatever, and it seems like the coaches are telling the players to do it the right way, and they're doing it their own way. I don't understand why the coaches can't get across to these players that they're screwing it up.
Well, I think the players know. You're talking about the Orioles now?
Yeah. I guess there's a disconnect.
I don't know that there's that. I think it's more what we said earlier. It's a combination of about eight things that have gone wrong, and they all went wrong at once, and that's what we get. But players, baseball players, when they are not performing, they know they are not performing. They don't need the coach to call them in and go, hey, I got your batting average here. Do you know you're hitting 150? Yeah. Okay, go do better. Thanks. That fixed everything. Baseball is so mental, and it's such a grind. People who don't work in baseball every day, every year when I get to the end of the season, I feel like I've accomplished something because it's hard. It's hard to cover the sport,
sure,
much less play it. And the mental grind of baseball beats you down, and you have to work through it. You know, think about you're 2-for-20, and you feel like you're going to be 2-for-100. I'll never get another hit. How do you work through that? Sometimes you give them a day off is how you work through that. Sometimes you figure it out at 4 o'clock in the cage. Sometimes you say, you know what? Don't do much work today. Read a book. Just do something different.
Are the younger players more in tune with, you know, coaches that might be of their age range as opposed to a grizzled veteran, air quotes, trying to give them the old school, like, ah, what do you know, old man? I know what I'm doing here. There's a reason I'm handling my business. And, you know, somebody walks out with a spreadsheet that explains things. Like you said, everyone knows when they're sucking.
Right.
Whatever walk of life you're in, man.
What the player wants is the coach who will unlock the key to helping him get better. Now, that could be 10 different things for 10 different players. For player A, it could be a heavy look at the analytics. Could player B, it could be all you needed to do is rotate your hip better. Let me show you a drill. For player C, it might be meeting with the mental skills coach to just talk it out. For player D, it might be Cedric Mullins walks over, puts his arm around him, and they talk for a half hour. Ryan O'Hearn said the other day, until, you know, the coaches in Baltimore somehow gave me things I had gotten before, but somehow it was presented in a way that clicked. And then he talked about a coach from Houston he worked with every winter. The first coach to tell me do this, and I really got what he meant. And so right now, to be a good coach, Bob, you have to know all the data and analytics, which is a mountain of information. And I think you have to have the old school stuff too, like Charlie Lau back in the day.
All right.
Could watch a guy and help him hit better. And if you can blend those two, and I had Coach Mbui tell me that Jordy Henry, I had a great interview with him a couple weeks ago about coaching today, these young coaches in the Oriole minors. I said, are you still using some old school stuff? He said, absolutely. And he said, it doesn't matter what I use to make the player better. It's just that I make him better. And if it's something that was 20 years ago, good coaching, that helps player B today, then I'm going to do it.
You know, it's funny, as we head to the break, Bob Hattie, Steve Molesky, Vinny's, hopefully by now, convalescing from hernia surgery. He'll be back on Monday. And then we got Nolan on the other side of the glass that Big Wheel called in. Because during the break, Big Wheel, last commercial, NFL Network showing the 50 or 100 greatest teams of all time. And then the 68 Colts who lost to the Jets in Super Bowl III. And by the way, they were 44. If they would have won that Super Bowl by the 18 or 20 they were favored by, they'd be in the top 10. And Steve was talking about how he was crying. I was four.
I was probably, nine. I was devastated.
Yeah, I was crying because my diaper was full. Yeah, I wore a diaper until I was 14, but that's another story altogether. And I was talking about the 77 Colts losing to the Raiders in the Ghost to the Post. Crazy.
Ruined my Christmas, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah, and that was when the radio was blacked out in Baltimore because all you diehard Colts fans didn't sell out the stadium in time. Sold out. By the way, you know,
I was there. I was there. That was an incredible game.
I did meet Don Kroner,
who the pilot.
The was a Blue Falcon crashed a plane after the 76 loss.
It wasn't that game. It was a Steeler
the
game.
The year before.
Right, in Memorial Stadium.
Big Wheels probably had both of those.
What was fortunate that day that he crashed that plane is the Colts got blown out and everybody left early.
All right, 40
so
to
it
14.
Wasn't a full section of fans when that thing landed.
Yeah, we try to, well, I used to give old Lairdo the business. Third play of that game, Bradshaw hit Frank Lewis on like a 75-yard bomb, and they didn't look back. Bruce was like, that wasn't me. That was Tim Baylor.
Go back and look at the rosters. Any young Ravens fan now who doesn't know what we're talking about, easy to Google, watch your highlights. 1977, Christmas Eve, Colts and the Oakland Raiders, double overtime, one of the greatest NFL games ever. Look at the talent on the field. Hall of Fame, both teams, and I'm still mad at Ted Marchibroda sitting on the ball at the end of that game. Yeah. The Colts should have won in regulation, get a first down, and run out the clock. We didn't, and goes to the post.
And speaking of Lairdo, he had a pick six in that game. He had two picks in that game, and unfortunately, the Colts couldn't hop.
He
Dave
still
Kasper.
Looks great, by the way. I saw him in Bel Air last week.
Love at that, Bruce Laird.
That Babe Ruth event, Stan White and Bruce Laird, a couple of my favorite former Colts were there looking great.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, and Nolan's going to tell you why he's sorry that Brandon Hyde's no longer the manager. Now, that three-game winning streak that seemed like only yesterday now seems like it was 20 years ago, given the events of the last two evenings. Orioles dreadful again with runners in scoring position. A dreadful season just continues to drone on. White Sox coming to town, coming up tomorrow night, starting a three-game set. Not to discourage you from following the team, but if you want to complain about it, we're here for you. As a matter of fact, let's get back to the people. Well, next caller might not complain too much. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Always great to talk to you. Steve, I want to go with you today, though, because Bob's been beating me up pretty good about the birds.
Turkeys are done, baby.
I got some good info here. I hopefully Steve will agree with me. But I feel like Nolan was right. Because I've never seen a professional team with this much talent in my life underperform like they have. So I think we were at a point where it made sense to move on from Hyde. But I mean, Steve, have you seen a baseball team with this much talent underachieve like this?
Well, and again, injuries are not an excuse, but they haven't had all that talent on the field very often. That's been the issue. Because I think that this season, the first thought was 60 starts out of Eflin and Grayson at the top of the rotation, and then we'll fill in with the rest. Well, they never got – Plan A got blown up, and then B, C, and D didn't work either. So, it's just been a mess from the start. I mean, Gunner wasn't even there on opening day. Westberg's been gone a long time. Kowser's been gone a long time. It's not the Oriole roster that we saw win all those games.
Right. But do you think when we get everybody back, and they should be back early June with, you know, Kowser and Westberg, and you got Gunnar Holliday is clearly playing to that level where we all thought he was going to be, don't you think we can chip away 2-3 games a month, 4 months to go with all that talent back, Grayson maybe coming back, Bradish maybe coming back, and Morton looks like he might actually, you know, be a good guy. Sagano should be a leader among the Rookie of the Year candidates. Don't you think we still have a foot in the door where we could get in the playoffs?
Well, I'm saying there's a chance, but I'm not saying it's a good one. I mean, even getting to 500 is going to be tough. So that's the first thing they got to do, and that's a massive hole to dig out of, that they're not going to be able to do it in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Might be 2 months or 3 months. And then hope you have enough season left to go from there, Bob. But I think where the Orioles are right now, and I'm writing about this tomorrow for my Substack, do the window is not closed, the long-term window. The 25-20 window might be closed.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
And not to make our last caller unhappy, it's not closed, but, there's not much crack right now.
And I'm with you on that, because a lot of, and you get the feedback, and we get calls, and you, social media, which is, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity here, but this isn't a rebuild.
Right.
This is, we're flushing
the
season.
Yeah.
And then
reboot.
All the young talent still controllable.
Exactly.
So you just have to, Elias, add to the equation here. This season's a disaster. But it's not like a full-on teardown. We're trading away Gunner and Adley and everyone's. They're all gone. No, that's not what's going on.
No, it's a selective trade deadline sale, if you will. It's not everything must go or all pieces are available. No, we might make the right deal trading someone we maybe even like if you overpay, because it's at the trade deadline. Some teams do. So you might say, we ain't trading Ryan O'Hearn, and then someone makes you an offer. You go, man, I got to think about that. And maybe you do. And then you know you have Kobe Mayo or Ryan Mountcastle play first base. Or Ryan Mountcastle's traded, and you have Kobe Mayo and Ryan O'Hearn play first base. So, I mean, there are things they can do, and there are moves they can make, but it's not a rebuild.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Steve in Bel Air. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Just a little perspective here. I go back to the first Oriole game, April 15th, 1954. I see that Mike Elias obviously had he got a D, as far as I'm concerned, in the off season and what makes up this team, when you look at some of the pitching, when you look at Tyler O'Neill, right now anyway, he needs a manager right now with experience who can help him retool, because he's a young guy. Elias, I don't think he's been general manager before. He needs somebody to work with him, as far as I'm concerned. They talked to you a couple of days ago. I think you guys, somebody was talking about Buck Showalter. Would I have any problem with that? No. Buck's got this experience. He has experience with retooling teams, and that's what we need. We need a retool. The second thing is, my beautiful bride, who's right next to me right now, she keeps saying every time we watch the game, who are those guys in the dugout? What players are they? I said, I don't know who they are. They must be coaches. They must be assistant coaches or something. You know, Earl Weaver's assistant coach was a pack of camels over in the corner that he lit up. So they've got so many guys involved, it looks like, in this process. I don't think you need that with a Buck Showalter or a very experienced guy. But I think, like I say, I think you need somebody that can work with Elias and fight with him, so to speak, in terms of what's needed to retool this team. So that's what I got.
Well, it's an interesting thought. And that guy may not be the manager. That guy could be someone coming in a prominent front office position. Now, there have been teams that have brought in someone named the president of baseball operations, and there's a general manager under him, you know, or there's a general manager. They currently have assistant general managers like Eve Rosenbaum, Sig Meidel. But so that's the question. Do you bring in another assistant or someone else to fortify that and help work with what they have already? Because you have to understand, if the organization decides that Mike Elias is their guy long term, and it looks like he is, then what manager works well with him? I don't see Buck as that guy. That's just me. And Buck is a my way or the highway. I'm here now. I'm in charge. Mike, I'll call you when I need you. I don't think that's the role that Elias foresees, and I don't think that's a role the organization foresees for him. But there could be a strong manager, Bob, who says, we are teammates, let's do this together, and it could work.
Because after the dismissal of Brandon Hyde, Mike Elias now under the microscope, and maybe
on the hot seat heading into this offseason.
I think he acknowledges that.
When we come back, Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Him and Steve going to talk about what's going on down on the farm for the Birds of Baltimore. Whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Two series and one in the NBA, one in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then Mike Borick, Oriole Hall of Famer. He'll be joining us, our colleague on BBT. Well, Mike Borick, I don't think he's liking the way the Orioles are playing right now, and he's going to explain why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.